Hope you're having a great weekend. It is Sunday morning here all across Long Island, and you are plugged into Long Island along the Cox Media Group Long Island Radio Network. My name is Ted Lindner. This morning in the studio with us is Angeline Udex. She is the executive director from the Long Island Explorium, Port Jefferson. And this year is going to be the third annual Eastern Long Island Mini Maker Fair, and that's going to be happening on June 9th from 10 to 5 p.m. in the picturesque village of Port Jefferson at the Village Center and Harborfront. Great event. This is the third annual one. It's going to be happening June 9th. And Angeline, thank you for coming in this morning. It sounds like a great event. First off, tell us about what the Long Island Explorium is, what you guys do, and what is a Maker Fair?
So the Long Island Explorium is a children's museum in science and engineering, and there we focus on having hands-on exhibits in STEM for children and adults, people of all ages to come in and really try their hand at figuring out how we can make the world a better place through STEM. And the Maker Fair is called The Greatest Show and Tell on Earth. It's a family-friendly showcase of invention, creativity, and resourcefulness. And really, it's a celebration of the maker movement. And there, people, it's a place where you can show what they're making, share what they're learning. You'll see people from, you know, anywhere from engineers to artists to scientists to crafters. And really, it's really what we call The Greatest Show and Tell on Earth, a family-friendly showcase of invention, creativity, and resourcefulness.
Excellent. So anybody can go, obviously. Anybody can get in. Yeah. And people have presenting basically their inventions, things that they've created.
Correct.
And this is a place to, you know, give an expose to them, correct?
Yes, that is correct. We want people to come and have that wow movement moment, because it is really what that shapes a person's life. So we're here to inspire, encourage young people to love STEM and to see that this is a way to make the world a better place.
Tell us a little bit about why the Maker Fair, now this is the third annual one, how important this is to the community and why you guys do what you do.
So Maker Fair features innovation and experimentation across the spectrum of science, engineering, art, performance, and craft. And it allows the community to experience firsthand the importance of STEAM, which is STEM, science, technology, engineering, art, and math, in fostering innovations that can really lead to solutions to future challenges. So it inspires, fosters, and promotes the love of STEM among students of today. And really, they're going to be the leaders of tomorrow. It's so, that wow moment.
Really interesting. Good. So it's STEAM, stands for?
Science, Technology, Engineering, Arts, and Math.
I'm glad you said it. That's good. I'm glad you got it memorized.
Oh, yes.
This is the third annual one. It's grown every year, I'd imagine, since you started doing this 3 years ago. How many people attend or have attended so far in the first 2 years you've done, and this will be the third annual?
Well, I think this year, if it's going to go by historical numbers, we hope to pass 2,000 visitors.
Excellent. That'd be great. And anybody can go, correct?
Correct.
Anybody can participate. You can be a kid, you can be an adult, you can be a senior.
Absolutely. Everybody. It's a show for everyone.
And how does it work? Do you need tickets or...
Yes, you do need tickets. Tickets can be bought on Eventbrite, or you can go to our website. And we really have the early bird rates right now, so they end on June 3rd. So if you go online to www.easternlongisland.makerfair.com, you can get your tickets there, or you can just call us at 631-331-3277, and we can help you with that.
Excellent. And we should note that Maker Fair is F-A-I-R-E, correct? So it's easternlongisland.makerfair, spelled F-A-I-R-E, .com, or 631-331-3277. Indoors and outdoors? Is it
correct.
Outdoors?
Yes, it is all indoors and outdoors.
Okay,
everywhere.
Great. And June 9th, generally I always say to people, you do an event in June on Long Island, and if you don't get good weather in June, you're not going to have much of a summer. That's what I always say. That's what I always proclaim.
Absolutely. It has been always blistering hot. It was a beautiful day last year. Everybody was out there having a great time right from 10 right up to the end of the day.
Right. And June 9th is a Saturday, correct? Right? Yeah,
correct.
That's Saturday, June 9th. It's going to be happening 10 to 5 p.m. in the Village of Port Jeff at the Village Center and Harborfront. And you can get the tickets online. So give us a little idea here of what people can expect to see at the Maker Fair. What goes on? Is it an all-day thing? Can you get an itinerary? Like you walk in at 10 a.m. and then do you get a schedule of things to follow through? Or is it you walk in at any time, you can go check everything out? Tell us what goes on. And for somebody that, you know, wants to maybe go for the first time, paint a picture for us.
So when you get there, you're going to be able to get into the Village Center and the Harborfront. There'll be makers and their tables all throughout. We're expecting upwards of 60 makers showcasing innovations from robotics, ROVs, cosplay design, environmental and engineering projects, as well as the arts. All throughout the day, we'll have musicians and performances by the Vegetable Orchestra and Taiko drummers. And of course, we'll have projects all day long from Stony Brook University, Cold Spring Harbor Labs. So you're going to be there. You're going to see everything all day long, and you'll have a schedule for performances, obviously, during the day.
Excellent. And you also have a Meet the Scientist Cafe, correct?
Yes, that is another feature that you can participate in at the Maker Fair. And this is when we have scientists from several diverse fields. They'll be available all day to speak with the community. And we want really visitors to engage in friendly conversations with experts in the field, because that's something that, we want to take science out of the ivory tower and bring it out to the people.
Right, right. Give people more hands-on opportunity to experience science one-on-one. And, I mean, kids have got to love this. I mean, it's something that sounds great for the whole family if you're looking for something to do. Going into the nice weather here now, we're into the nice weather here on Long Island. Finally, thank God, right? We were just talking about how beautiful it is out. And this is a great opportunity to get the whole family out, correct?
Correct.
And talk about, how important science is to kids. I mean, a lot of us as we get older, we're not necessarily as open to new ideas, new things, new technologies, innovation. But I'd imagine that kids really love this stuff.
Yes, kids are very adaptable and flexible, and they have this open mind to really embracing what we can teach them. Whether we're using technology, whether we're using arts, they have the creativity and the imagination to really put things together and to solve problems. And really, that's what we want to try to do at the Long Island Explorium through the Maker Fair, to really get kids to be really thinking for themselves, like, how can I make this better? Or how can I solve these problems? Because, we're going to leave the world, I think, with challenges in the future that they need to be equipped with skills and resources to be able to handle them.
Plugged into Long Island this morning, Angeline Udex is the executive director of the Long Island Explorium with us this morning here on Plugged into Long Island, talking about the Eastern Long Island Mini Maker Fair, which is going to be happening on June 9th, 10 to 5 p.m. in the picturesque village of Port Jefferson at the Village Center and Harborfront. Angeline, how did you get involved in this? How long have you been the executive director? And give us a little bit of your background.
So I joined the Explorium in January 2017. And prior to that, I've been in the nonprofit sector and the corporate sector for about 25 years. And coming from a background prior to this, I used to work in sustainable and socially responsible sourcing, which really encourages the corporate sector to be good citizens of the planet, to really pursue profit with purpose. And education is something that I think the corporate sector always had an opportunity to support. So coming down to now working at the micro level at the museum, it is an opportunity for me to really be working underground level. I am a mother. I have two kids, a five-year-old and an eight-year-old, and seeing them go through the school system and being able to support their growth in the education through science, through STEM and STEAM, it's really gratifying. So I'm extremely proud to be part of the Long Island Explorium and being able to produce this Eastern Long Island Maker Fair together with my team members, obviously, Stephanie Buffer, who's the co-producer and also a member of the board, and Sally Wellinger, who's been the who's been helping with the maker recruitment. And I just think this is a wonderful experience for the community to come together. It is a dream job because, this is something that kills two birds with one stone. I get to be part of my children's life through helping them learn about STEM and all the innovation, and as well as, this is, I get paid to do this.
Right, right. No, it's great. Yeah, so you definitely get to do something that you love. You're involved in the community, and you're getting to help kids explore and learn, and it's great. And the event is going to be happening once again, the Eastern Long Island Mini Maker Fair, June 9th, 10 to 5 p.m., and you can get tickets now at easternlongisland.makerfair.com or 631-331-3277. And it's so important that we continue to innovate and look ahead. And this is the type of thing that gets people's minds going, I would imagine.
Correct. Yes, I think innovation has to be fostered. It has to be nurtured. You cannot teach it. you can just encourage it. And I think just being able to produce, or at least let the community or let the children or let the students have this experience, will do that trick. I think you just have to allow them to be free to experience. And I think that's something that it's worth pursuing.
Now, if I'm a family, mom or dad listening right now at home, and I'm thinking about, you know, things to do, we're starting to book the calendar for the upcoming weekends, and like, oh my God, there's so many weekends and the summer is coming. What are we going to do with the kids? Saturday, June 9th is a great opportunity to get them out into a beautiful Port Jeff. And tell us, make the case to those parents right now. Why make this a Saturday afternoon in Port Jeff?
So I always feel that play is the highest form of learning. So even when you bring your kids out and you're thinking, well, should I bring them to this or to that? And everything is going to be fun for the child. And for me, I feel that as a parent, I want them to be having fun and to be learning at the same time, because they don't know that they're learning, but they are. So when they come to the Eastern Long Island Mini Maker Fair, they're going to be exposed to so much cool stuff and they're going to be fascinated. And that's going to start that little spark of interest that may already be there but hasn't been fostered. And or maybe they've already been interested and now they know, wow, I can go so much further in this area of interest of mine. So I think this is the start. This is the wow moment. If you want to have, you know, to quote unquote, a life-changing experience on a June 9th day, this is it.
Right. Excellent. Now, the Maker Faire, this is the third annual one here on Long Island, but it hasn't been unique just to Long Island, correct? It's been done all over the world for over 10 years now, correct?
Correct. It started originally in California in 2006 in San Mateo, and in 2017 it celebrated its 12th annual show. It had 1,200 makers and 125,000 people. So it's been amazing. And we have another flagship event, which is in the World Maker Fair in New York, and they have 900 plus makers and 95,000 attendees. So
wow.
It is an event that's happening all over the world, more than 170 mini maker fairs around the world, and in 43 countries around the world.
And was this born out of, like, was the idea the same concept of, like, you know, we've heard all, you know, at least, you know, I'm too young to have lived through it, obviously, but when you go to, like, Flushing, for example, Flushing, Queens, you see that there are, they have those different monuments over by Shea Stadium, mm-hmm. and the different designs of all those relics that were designed and developed for the World's Fair in Queens, which was back in the 1920s?
A long time ago.
And then, yeah,
yes.
Yeah. And I probably should know that. I should have done a little research. But the historical value of doing these types of fairs, I would imagine that the idea of doing something like this, you know, came out of that, because we've always been trying to be more innovative and developing new things and technologies and advancements and putting them on display, correct?
Correct, yes. I think the maker movement is moving us from a mindset of consuming to producing. So when we produce ourselves and when we make, there's more self-reliance. And the maker movement is something that is embraced by people all over, because you have a lot of, you feel really proud of something that you're actually producing. And, you know, we hope that with this Maker Faires being embraced all around the communities in the United States as well as around the world, we are going to go back to our roots, where we are going to be proud of what we can create, and that we do feel that what we can create is valuable and has an impact on society.
And I made the World's Fair a lot older than it really is. It was 1964 and 65.
Okay.
I wasn't alive then, but 1964 and 65, and that's where you have the observation towers, and, you know, when you're driving over on the Grand Central or off the LIE, and you see them in Flushing over by Citi Field where the Mets play. And was also, one of them was used in the movie Men in Black.
Yes.
I don't know if you remember that, in 1997, where it was actually where the spaceship docked. You know,
right.
they
yes.
pretended that that's where the dock happened. But anyway, the Maker Faire is going to be happening June 9th, Port Jeff, beautiful area, beautiful village. If you live in Port Jeff, this is something you definitely have to check out at the Village Center and Harborfront. If you're not from Port Jeff, definitely worth the trip. EasternLongIsland.MakerFaire.com is the place to get tickets, or 631-331-3277. How much are the tickets? And does all the money, you know, does everything just go back into the organization? There's no charity angle, correct? It's all back to the organization,
correct,
right?
Correct, yes. This is an event that really supports. Any proceeds that we get from the event goes back into additional programming that we conduct for the community. And the ticket prices are all online. You can go check it out. There are prices for individuals and families, and you can get the early bird rates right up to June 3rd.
Excellent. Do you have anything else? So you do, that's the big event, I would imagine, in June. Do you guys do things throughout the year? Can people go and check out the Long Island Explorium throughout the year?
Oh, yes. So during the summer, we'll be open Wednesdays to Sundays, 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. And during the fall and winter semester, when the students are in session, then we're open only on the weekends, 1 to 5. But any other times, we're always hosting field trips, visitors to the Explorium. We go out and do STEM programming all over on the island. We've even been out all the way out to Brooklyn. So we have, we're everywhere.
Very cool. If you could look into the future, what would you like to see develop over the next couple of years for the organization?
So this organization...
Did I put you on the spot? It's a you know.
Well, we have big dreams. We want
that's
to be
okay.
big.
That's
big
good.
Dreams.
Yeah.
The vision is really to be that defining leader in helping to help foster the next generation of innovators with a civic consciousness. We want to have our young people grow up to be ethical and morally responsible young leaders so that they can use what they know through STEM, through any other discipline, and really make the world a better place. So the Long Island Explorer hopes that this is something that we can play a small part in to influence the development of the future generations.
Excellent. And do you have sponsors, anybody that you want to thank? You guys are all privately funded, right? No federal funds?
We have actually, we do need to thank our legislators, Assemblyman Steve Englebright, who's been a keen supporter of our Explorium for many, many years, and also our legislator, Suffolk County legislator, Kara Hahn. She's been a wonderful supporter, and we have so many anonymous donors and charitable organizations, the Lush Foundations. We've been funded in the past by Petrina Foundation, and we have so much going on that we're always looking for more funders.
Right.
So, you know, this is a worthwhile organization that we work with to support and, you know, not only the community around us in Port Jefferson, but really looking at serving the underserved low-income communities all around Long Island.
Right. And you grew up, where did you grow up? You grew up on Long Island or?
No, I didn't grow up in Long Island. I grew up in Singapore.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So that was, that's a quite a chunk right from here. So I grew up
yeah.
in Singapore.
Okay, so you grew up in Singapore, and when did you come to America, come to Long Island?
Well, I grew up in Singapore, then I left and I went to Canada.
Okay.
For a brief period of time, well, not so brief, 8 years, and then I came to Long Island in 1999.
Oh, wow. Okay, yes, so just in time for the millennium.
Absolutely. I thought this would be the best place to welcome the millennium on Long Island.
Right, and you've lived on Long Island since you've been here.
Absolutely.
The entire
yes,
time.
Yes, the entire time. My family's here. I think it's a wonderful community, especially in Port Jefferson and Stony Brook. We have incredible resources, and like the Long Island Exploring being a children's science museum, it's such a gem out here that, you know, it's pretty much a luxury to have something so special
right
out here.
Does it drive you crazy at all when you meet people that have spent their whole lives on Long Island and they're experts on everything, but they've never lived anywhere else their entire lives?
It's interesting. I do have interesting conversations with individuals that have, you know, yet to venture far,
right.
But it makes it all the more interesting to have that conversation with them to kind of, you know, get them interested and really, hey, maybe I should take a trip out somewhere else.
Right, right.
And there's so much more. I mean, I think my kids have been exposed to so much. They have traveled since they were 3 months old.
Wow.
They've been on a plane for 20 hours.
Were your kids born here or were they
yes,
born?
Yes, they are.
They were,
yeah,
okay,
they
cool.
They were born here at Stony Brook University Hospital and they love it here. They are in the Tree Village School District. I have nothing but good things to say about the school systems here. I obviously, my husband and I are coming from, have come from very different school backgrounds,
right,
education
right.
systems. And so we have the best of both worlds.
Yeah.
Best of many worlds, actually.
Yeah, definitely. That's very interesting. It's very cool. And what made you guys, come here originally? I mean, to leave Singapore and then to go to Canada and then to come here, was it just opportunity or was it, don't tell me that it was to take the job at the Long Island Explorium.
Well, maybe.
Although that would be great,
great
for the sake of the show, we could say
right
that.
Here. Yes. Believe it or not, it was education. So, you know, for myself, I left Singapore to pursue my college degree in Canada. And then my husband, who's from Germany, also left Germany to pursue his PhD in Canada.
Wow. And that's where you guys met, obviously.
That's correct. And then we both decided to come to Long Island because he too got then started working at Stony Brook University.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So it's also in academia. And right. myself, although right. not an educator or a teacher, but still in the education field. So that's what brought us here, sort of always being in the education type field.
Right. Well, once you're in it, you never get out of it, right? That's what I hear.
That is right, yes. Yeah. And there's no reason to get out of it when you're having fun.
And there's that running joke. I had a professor when I was in college who said, most, people that are in the, world of academia, they go to high school, obviously they go to college, then they stay, they get their master's degree. Then they, go for a PhD or they just become professors and they stay on the campus. They never leave college. They never leave school.
Sounds just like my husband.
That's what happens, right?
All kidding aside, yes, it is. It's a stereotype, but, everybody's different.
Yeah, definitely. All right, so the Long Island Explorium, the Eastern Long Island Mini Maker Fair, it is going to be June 9th, 10 to 5 p.m. in Port Jeff at the Village Center in Harborfront. And you can get tickets now, easternlongisland.makerfair.com. or 631-331-3277. And get on it now because the early bird rates end on June 3rd, correct? And all the prices are up on the website.
Correct, yes.
Excellent. Well, Angeline Udex, the executive director. Angeline, thanks for coming in this morning. Very interesting. Good luck with the event. We know it's going to be beautiful weather.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, definitely.
Awesome. Yes.
And when you have other stuff going on, another big event, feel free to come back because it's very interesting. And hope that you guys have many years of continued success and good luck with the fair this year. And hopefully it's the biggest one yet.
Thank you.
Good luck with everything.
Thank you.
That is Angeline Udex, the executive director for the Long Island Explorium, talking about the Eastern Long Island Mini Maker Fair that's going to be happening on June 9th. That's Saturday, June 9th, 10 to 5 p.m. in the picturesque village of Port Jefferson at the Village Center and Harborfront. If you want tickets to a great event, easternlongisland.makerfair.com. That's easternlongisland.makerfair.com. Or you can call 631-331-3277, 631-331-3277. My name is Ted Lindner. My thanks to Angeline for coming in here early on a Sunday morning, being plugged into Long Island, along the Cox Media Group Long Island Radio Network of WBAB, WHFM, and WBLI. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.